morning, everyone. Welcome. It's great to see you. Happy Christmas to you all. Merry Christmas. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is the Reverend Trevor Young. I'm the Senior Minister here at Abbotsford Anglican Church. And for those who are listening in to our service, a special welcome to you. Today's service of Christmas service is one of the Lord's Supper together. So if you love the Lord Jesus, please come to the table. Please take of the bread and take of the wine or the juice. You'll find that as you came in today, you would have received a little cup and wafer inside. If you've not got one of those, that would be helpful just to maybe, Jeff, if you could go around and just see. If you just put up your hand if you've not picked up one of these as you've come in. Oh, we've all got them, Jeff. We're right. The sentence of scripture for today is from John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's stand and sing our first carol together. Angels from the Realms of Glory. Pictures will be up on the screen.
Under the Christmas tree, you'll find a box with a yellow golden ribbon around it. Hopefully no one's taken it already. And bring it up the front, Erwin. Pretty good to be able to see some children here this morning, especially on this day, Christmas Day, gathering around. Parents, well done. Very good. Thank you. Here we come. Come on, Erwin, hurry up. Race up. Got it. It's pretty heavy. I know. Wonder what's inside. Oh, oh. Come on, Erwin. Christmas is coming. Good on you, Erwin. Well done. Thank you.
Great.
Oh, wonder what's inside. Well, inside, let's have a look. Firstly, I've got a Bible. And I'm going to take us back to the very first Christmas. Kids listening in, and parents. God sent, oh, firstly, what's this picture of? What's that? What are these children celebrating? A birthday. All right, birthday. And at birthday time, what do you normally get around at a birthday? Presents. You get lots and lots of presents. What do you say to each other when you have a birthday? You say, happy birthday. Well done. Now, some of you may have already got a Christmas tree up in your house. We've got one out the front here in our foyer. And around the Christmas tree, there's presents if they're still there and not been opened already. All right. And on Christmas Day, we don't say happy birthday, we say happy Christmas. So let's say happy Christmas to each other. Happy Christmas. Well, I wonder whose birthday it is at Christmas time. It's Jesus' birthday, isn't it? So here is the very first story, very first Christmas. God sent the angel Gabriel to visit a young woman, and her name was Mary. She was scared. She had never seen an angel, a messenger from God before. Gabriel said to Mary, "Don't be afraid, you are very special to God. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son. You must name him Jesus. He will be called the Son of the Most High God." Well, Mary thought to herself, "How can it be? I'm not married." But Gabriel answered, "With God, all things are possible." Well, Mary said, "I love God. I will do what he has chosen me to do." Well, Mary loved a man by the name of Joseph. And Mary and Joseph were going to be married soon. So Joseph lived in Nazareth, but his family, they lived in a town called Bethlehem. A new leader named Caesar ordered everyone to go back to their hometown, and he wanted to count all the people in his kingdom, so Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem. Mary was going to have her baby soon, and when they arrived in Bethlehem, they looked for a safe place to sleep. But all the houses, all the motels, all the big fours were full. Finally, a man was able to help them, and he said, "Hey, in the back of my place here, there's a room where all the animals are kept, but you can stay there. It's called a stable." So, there in the stable, Mary gave birth to her firstborn baby Jesus and placed him in a manger. Well, on that night Jesus was born, shepherds were watching in their fields. Suddenly an angel stood before them and God's great light shone all around them. And they were petrified, terrified. And the angel said, "Don't be afraid, I bring you joyful news to all people. Today in the town of Bethlehem, a saviour, a rescuer has been born to you. In Bethlehem you will find him. He's lying in a manger." Then a whole chorus of angels appeared and they sang, "Glory to God in the highest and peace to people everywhere on earth on whom God's favour rests." Well, the shepherds rushed to Bethlehem. There they found baby Jesus and they told Mary and Joseph what the angel had said. And everyone was amazed at what they'd heard. Well, a few days later, Mary takes and Joseph go to the temple. And there at the temple, there was a man by the name of Simeon. He had always knew that God would keep his promises. And he knew that one day God would become one of us in Christ. And when he saw baby Jesus, God spoke to him by the Spirit and said, "This is the one you've been waiting for." And so Simeon rejoiced, for he knew that this one was the one who would be the rescuer, the one who would bring peace with God for all people, the Christ. And he celebrated and praised God. Likewise, in the temple, there was also a woman by the name of Anna as well. And she saw the baby Jesus and likewise praised God for keeping his promises. At that time, God placed a star in a bright light in the sky. And it was a sign to all the nations that the King of Kings had been born. Many miles away, kilometers away, some wise people saw this sign and traveled. And it took them around about 2 years to get to the baby Jesus. They ran by camel. And when they got to Bethlehem, they firstly went and saw the king. And his name was Herod. And he was a little bit perplexed and thought, "Well, you know, I'm the only king around here. Well, when you find this king, tell me so I too may worship him." So off the wise men went with their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they found the baby Jesus, presents, and they gave them to Jesus, and they worshipped him. Warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they travelled back to their hometown. Jesus didn't stay a baby. Jesus grew up to be a man. He taught people how to be friends with God and how to live in friendship with God. Children were very special to God. He said, "Let children come to me, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And we as parents and grandparents have a responsibility to do our best to teach our children about Jesus. Well, it's Jesus' birthday, and I think it's appropriate that we pray a little prayer and say thank you to Jesus and wish and say happy birthday. Together, dear God, at Christmas, we remember Jesus' birthday. We celebrate and say thank you for Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem. Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Well, Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem on that very first Christmas. The baby Jesus born that night, born that night, born that night. Where the baby Jesus born that night on that very first Christmas.
That the wise men come to worship him, worship him, worship him.
Well, the wise men come to worship him on that very first Christmas.
Shepherds go, but the king is born. The angels sing and glory to God on that very first Christmas.
Well, turn the person next to you. Moments would be wonderful. Greeting times. Now, kids, take a seat, everyone. Now, kids,
After church today, I've got something in this box as well, because there's some presents in here as well, and I'd love you to have them. You can choose what they are after church at the end of time together. Come up the front and you can choose what you like out of the box. It's there. Well, friends, we gather together to celebrate the birth of Jesus and why God sent him into the world. So let's pray to begin with and prepare ourselves together. Almighty God, you know our hearts, and nothing can be hidden from you. By your Holy Spirit, cleanse our thoughts and desires so that we may truly love you and bring honour to your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, God speaks to us through his word, the Bible, as his Spirit guides us. And so let me pray that God does that as he's promised. Gracious God, as the Bible now is read to us and taught to us today, deliver us from unbelief and disobedience. Help us to exhort and encourage one another, that none may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Produce in us the fruit of your Spirit for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, our first Bible reading is from Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6, and Diane's going to come up and read that to us. You can follow along on the screen as it's read to us, or in your Bibles on page 1204. Thanks, Diane.
Hebrews 1, starting at verse 1. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophet at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for the sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? Or again, "I will be his father and he will be my son"? And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him."
Second reading is taken from the Gospel according to John at the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, This is the one I spoke about when I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Roy. Thanks, Diane. Remaining seated, in these words of Scripture from Philippians, let us acknowledge together what God has done for us through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, considering what we've just heard read and about to hear. Together? Jesus Christ, in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, in every knee it should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. If you've closed your Bibles or open up again to John chapter 1, verses 1 through to 14, again, you'll find that on page, I think, 1204 in your Bibles. In verse 14 there of chapter 1, you'll read the words, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." Christmas means different things to many people, being respectfully mindful of those for whom Christmas may be a sad time of the year. Chiefly, to most people, it's a time of good cheer, a time when for a few days or few weeks of the year we put the cares of the world behind us and we allow ourselves to be caught up in the happiness and anticipation of Christmas. It's a time when we think about others, usually, mostly, maybe more so than the rest of the year. And for many, it's a time to be with the family, the one day in the year when every effort must be made to go and visit and gather with family, put aside any tensions and get on well with everyone. That may be your day today or tomorrow. After receiving emails from all their children a few days before Christmas saying, "Sorry, Mum, sorry, Dad, can't make Christmas this year, too much happening in our lives, too hard to get there, work won't let us, can't afford the travelling fares, maybe next year, Mum, maybe next year, Dad." Well, the father rang the eldest daughter after receiving the email and said, "Dear, I'm sorry you can't make Christmas this year. Your mother and I will miss you all very much. By the way, we were going to tell you when you got here, but your mother and I have decided to sell the house, cash in the super, and move to India and live in a hippie commune." "What? What? You can't do that," said the daughter, yelling down the phone. "Don't sign anything. We'll be there in a couple of days. All of us." Well, after putting down the phone, the father turns to the mother and says, "They'll be here for Christmas, love. What are we going to think up next year?" Has it ever crossed our minds that God may not have wanted to visit us? I don't think so, for it's such a human thing to think of doing. not something God would do. But visiting us in Christ was something God chose to do and did. It was no afterthought or under compulsion. What we read from those who were with Jesus is that God willingly chose to visit us, become one with us in God the Son, Jesus Christ. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, wrote the Apostle John. The question, whatever for, I think is a question most people have thought on at some point in their life, if only a few deeply. John's choice of words in verse 14 gives a part answer to the question. We will hear its full answer as we listen in and partake of the Lord's Supper this morning. Firstly, the use of the phrase, the Word. Have you realised it's a reference to Jesus? Words are what we use to make ourselves known. Without you telling me who you are, with words, I can only have ideas about you. I will only have ideas about you until you choose to use words to tell me what you want me to know about you. I could assume you like chocolate, when, no, vegetables might be what you like best. So too it is with God. Without God telling us who he is with words, we only have ideas about him. Here in chapter 1, at the beginning of John's Gospel, John tells us deliberately, Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, at the start of the chapter. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Look back there at verse 1 of the chapter. Jesus Christ is the one who makes God known. In fact, who has made God known once and for all time, as we heard read in Hebrews by Diane in verse 1 there. In the past, to our ancestors, God spoke through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. I have lost count how many times someone has said to me, if only I could see God and have him, let him talk to me, then I would believe in him. If we had lived 2022 years ago around Palestine and Jerusalem, we may well have seen and heard God speak to us. A chosen few who did, like John, had told us what they saw and heard. The Word became flesh. Jesus Christ is God, and God in the flesh. So to say God became flesh is a shocking thing, a shocking thought at the time of when John wrote this. How could God become a person taking on the frailty and failing flesh of mankind? But flesh he did. Born of God and the Virgin Mary. Truly God and truly man. Why? That we might know that he has identified with us in every way, yet without sin. The scriptures tell us, and assured was the perfect offering therefore, for our sin, our rebellion, natures, our selfishness before God. Jesus Christ has made God known. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We see many an important person, figure, through our screens or tellies each day. A world leader, actors, authors, intellectuals, sports persons, and entertainers. But it's something else, isn't it, when we chance to see them, meet them in the flesh, so to speak. The Word, God, Jesus, became flesh. God in Christ became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The actual word there for dwelling is tabernacled among us. And those of you who are familiar with your Old Testament and the story of Moses and the Exodus would already be thinking on the significance of this. The tabernacle was the tent of God dwelling with his people, with his very presence, whilst they were in the desert on their way from Egypt to the promised land. To say Jesus made his dwelling among us, tabernacled among us, is to say the fullness of God's presence was in Jesus Christ. And in Jesus Christ, the fullness of God's presence was there with those who were with him and saw him and heard him, such as John. From the babe to the man, from the manger to the cross, from the empty tomb to the throne of heaven. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, John goes on to write there, following on from verse 14. Everything about him, we've seen him in all his glory. The glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. No one has ever seen God, John wrote, but from what he heard and seen, but the one and only Son who was in himself God, and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Has it ever crossed your mind, has it ever crossed my mind, that God may not have wanted to visit us? I don't think so. For it's such a human thing to think of doing, not something God would do. But visiting us in Christ was something God chose to do, wanted to do, and did. And we remember this as we gather here this morning, this Christmas day. It was no afterthought or under compulsion, but out of God's great mercy and love for you, for us. What we read from those who were with Jesus is that God willingly chose to visit us, gather with us that very first Christmas, became one of us in God the Son, Jesus Christ, and make God known to us that we may know him and know him. I trust you do. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for becoming one of us in your Son, Jesus, and dwelling amongst us, making yourself known to us. That when Philip would ask of Jesus, show us the Father, and you, Jesus, would say, Philip, don't you know me? When you see me, you have seen the Father. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for making yourself, God, known to us, that we may know you. And know you, I trust we do. In Jesus' name, your name, we pray. Amen. Let's say together this psalm together. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Well, let's do that now in our next song, which is What Love, My God. This is a song that we have sung in church together in a couple of weeks ago. It may be new to you, but our musos will sing along. Please stand. It reminds us of God's great love and mercy towards us. Thanks, musos.
Mighty.
seated. Let's spend some time now in prayer together, talking with God. And Rosemary's going to lead us in our time of prayers. The Lord's Prayer will come up on the screen, family prayer that Jesus taught us, and then a prayer that's set for today that Christians will be saying throughout Australia. And then Rosemary will lead us in a time of prayers. Thanks, Rosemary.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Please join with me as we pray that the love of Christ will be a light to the world. Father, we are filled with a new light by the coming of your word among us. May the light of faith shine in our words and actions. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your worldwide church, for the faithfulness of your people in every land and the unity we share through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray for Christians in other countries, especially where there is suffering, war, persecution, and danger. We pray for the nations that peace may be brought forth. May wealthy nations like ours be generous in sharing with those who are poor and in need. Give wisdom to those in authority in every land, and give to all peoples a desire for righteousness and peace, with the will to work together in trust, to seek the common good, and to serve with justice the resources of this earth. Heavenly Father, in an uncertain world, please turn the hearts of all people to your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and to the peace that passes all understanding. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray for our parishes and churches at this time. Lord, you said, I will build my church, and we ask you, Lord, to fulfill your promise. Help our parishes and churches to grow and be strengthened. We uphold before you the work of the Anglican Church in Australia, this diocese, Kanishka, our Archbishop, Michael, our Regional Bishop, and this parish of Abbotsford Anglican and our Minister Trevor. This Christmas, open the hearts of all people in this area that they may think of the birth of Jesus. Enable us all to find the living hope given to us by grace in the life, death, and rising to life of your Son. We thank you for Anglicare and for the provision of gifts and food for the needy families through Toys and Tucker. We thank you for chaplains in hospitals, prisons and aged care who are still working and can care, support patients, inmates, residents, staff and their families. May your love, care, hope and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be shared with all those in need at this time of Christmas. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray for those who have been sent out as your missionaries here and abroad, and we especially bring before you those we have supported this year, the Blairs, the Thomases, the Rotondanos, and Kim Patterson. May the love of Christ fill them with joy this Christmas, especially for those that are away from family at this time. Strengthen your people for their witness and work in the world. Fill your ministers with your Spirit, that they may faithfully preach the gospel and administer your holy sacraments. Unite in the truth all who confess your name, that we may live together in love and proclaim your glory in all the world. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Father, we come before you with aching hearts still. Father, we live in this beautiful world, but it is damaged by our sin and we need you. Again, we pray that you will contain the coronavirus, especially in China at this time. Give your wisdom, energy, and perseverance to leaders making decisions that have such a huge impact on our world. We pray for our leaders at this time, for Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, and Dominic Perrottet, our Premier, and our representatives at local government and community leaders. Please also protect our workers in essential services at this time. We pray for those who are fearful, those living in abuse. We pray for those who may be subject to domestic violence. We pray for those who are in need. We pray for those who are isolated, sick, with serious financial challenges, or are in pain or are grieving. We ask that you will open the hearts and minds of all people to the true reason for Christmas, the giving of your Son Jesus to heal this broken world and provide peace and hope for all peoples by his death and resurrection, paying the penalty for our sins. By your presence, protection and provision, please bring us your peace. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Shout for joy, the whole earth, and everything within rejoice, for the light has come into the world. Heavenly Father, grant that we may share with all our hearts in this profound mystery of Christmas. Put into the hearts of men and women this peace for which they sometimes seek so desperately and which you alone can give to them. You gave your all to the world in the bleakness of the stable. Love was born that day. Pure love, undiluted, poured out for all who call on your name. Such undeserved grace. As families gather this Christmas, help us to know one another better and to live as brothers and sisters and children of the same Heavenly Father. Reveal to us also your beauty, your holiness and purity. Awaken in our hearts love and gratitude for your infinite goodness. Draw us to your word. Join us all together in your love. Give us a new song to sing that will resonate throughout this world. Begin with us today and give us your heavenly peace. So we commend to your keeping, Father, ourselves and each other, our families, our neighbours and our friends. Enable us by your Spirit to live in love for you and for one another. Father, hear our prayers this Christmas day through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Listen to the welcoming words our Saviour Christ says to all who turn to him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Hear what the Apostle Paul says. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Brothers and sisters of Christ, at the heart of the Christian life is active trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and his sacrificial death for sin. In this symbolic meal, originating from Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples, we express and strengthen our trust in him as we eat and drink with our brothers and sisters in Christ. The Lord's Supper is an outward and visible sign of the grace shown to us in the death of our Saviour. As we share bread and wine together, we are invited to feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. We are faced again with God's love for the unworthy and are strengthened by faith in the one whose body was given and whose blood was shed for us. So come then with heartfelt repentance and genuine trust in the Lord Jesus, recognizing the significance of sharing in this way. If in the good conscience at this moment for some of you, if it would not be right for you to participate, please use this time to reflect on God's love for us in Christ. But for those who love Jesus, you may take and eat of this. Knowing the goodness of God and the time we failed to respond with love and obedience, let's first confess our sins together. Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have often gone our own way and rejected your will for our lives. We are sorry our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us, and change us. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you and to please you in every way. For the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God is slow to anger and full of compassion. He forgives all who humbly repent and turn to his Son, Jesus Christ, in whom there is now no condemnation. Amen. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. He is worthy of all praise. We praise and thank you, Heavenly Father, for every spiritual blessing in Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have the forgiveness of sins, the gift of your Spirit, and the hope of sharing in your glory. We who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of your Son. He loved us and he gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Therefore, we lift our voices to praise you, saying, glory be to God in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. On the night before Jesus died, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the meal, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Together, Father, we thank you for these gifts of your creation and pray that we who eat and drink them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, believing our Saviour's word, may be partakers of his body and his blood. Amen. As we eat this bread and drink the cup, we proclaim the Lord's death. We do this until he returns. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Take and eat this bread in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. We remember. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you and be thankful. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
stoned. Shatter the darkness, heaven has set. The promise won, Son of Man, Son of the Father, the light of the world has come. The heavens declare, angels proclaim, shepherds cry out, the Christ has come to save. He is our light, he is our hope, he is our gift of life. Jesus is his name. Jesus is his name.
Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Together, keep us in this hope that we have grasped, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Well, thank you for joining us today for Christmas. Church meets here normally of a Sunday at 9:30. We thank you for those who have contributed towards the Anglicare's Toys and Tucker. They were well received, and four of the hampers that we've kept here, we've managed to give out to people locally in need. Thank you for giving towards ministry in this place and beyond, either through the offertory online or through the box at the back of the church. Thank you for doing that. And if you would like church, if you would like prayer after the service today, please feel free to come forward. There'll be Dick and Coral will be available to come and pray for you up the front here. Our sentence of scripture for today: God wants to be known and to you to know him. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's stand and sing our final carol. Hark the herald angels sing. To him who was able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen. Children, you may come forward, and if you like, choose from the box a gift that's here. Happy Christmas, everyone.